This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Normalcy restored at Kailali prison after deadly clash. District Administration Office forms a fifth 10-day probe committee. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal earned 4.5 billion rupees from power trade. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung urges maximizing AI benefits. And Hamas-run health ministry says malnutrition-related death in Gaza rise as aid access remains severely restricted. Now, the news in detail. Gai Jatra, a cultural festival of the Kathmandu Valley and other parts of the country, is being observed today with various programs amid much fun, gaiety, humor, satire and entertainment. The eight-day festival generally falls on the first day of the waning moon in the month of Bhadra, Bhadra Krishna Pratipada, ending Ashtami, as per the lunar calendar. The festival is dedicated to commemorating those who have passed away within a year. The tradition involves cows or people dressed as cows parading through the streets. It is believed that such rituals help the deceased in their heavenly journey. The origin of the festival dates back to the reign of King Pratap Malla. Following death of his son during a smallpox epidemic, the king indicated Gai Jatra. The king initiated Gai Jatra to console his grieving queen. He encouraged his citizens to engage in humor and satire and public performances throughout the city so as to make her realize that such loss is a universal human experience. Over time, Gai Jatra evolved as a means of satirical expression, often targeting political and social anomalies and malpractices. In addition to the three cities of the Kathmandu Valley, Gai Jatra is also observed across the country, particularly by members of the Newar community. The government has declared a public holiday in Kathmandu Valley today in honour of the festival. Normalcy has returned to the 10th Kailali prison. A large number of police personnel have been deployed to normalise the situation arising from a clash between inmates at Kailali jail in Dhangari. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rajkumar Singh, the spokesperson of the District Police Office in Kailali, stated that the situation in the jail is under control of the police administration at present. The clash resulted in one inmate's death and 47 injuries. Bharat Chaudhary from Dhangari Submetropolitan City 4 was injured in a clash between prisoners and passed away during treatment. The 47 prisoners injured in the incident are currently receiving treatment at Sethi Provincial Hospital in Dhangari. The clash erupted between inmates residing in Block A and Block B of the jail. Currently, there are altogether 680 inmates in Kailali prison, despite its capacity to accommodate just 100 people. Meanwhile, a team of the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, made a field visit to the Kailali prison yesterday to inquire about the clash. A three-member team from the chief of the NHRC Sudur Pashim Province office, Prakash Datta Bhatta, visited the prison. Meanwhile, the District Administration Office Kailali has formed a probe committee under the leadership of the Assistant Chief District Officer Kiran Joshi, giving the committee a term of 10 days. Likewise, the Ministry of Home Affairs is preparing to airlift a critically injured inmate to Kathmandu for further treatment. The ministry has stated that it has taken the incident seriously and has further tightened security at the prison. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak took stock of the incident from the Home Secretary and the heads of the three security bodies regarding the overall situation. Home Ministry spokesperson Ananda Kafle informed that the skytruck of the Nepali Army has already been sent to Dhangari to airlift the one who is critically injured in the clash. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal has made a profit of 4.5 billion rupees from electricity trade. In a social media post yesterday, he said the country is gradually reducing electricity imports. Prime Minister Oli noted that while load shedding for the public ended years ago, power cuts for industries had continued, but the electricity supply to industries has now been extended. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has called for making the most of artificial intelligence AI. Speaking at a seminar in Kathmandu organized by the Indigenous Nationalities Commission, he said AI holds global potential and that the countries already advanced in the technology are reaping its rewards. Marking the 31st International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples, the minister said both developed and developing nations still have opportunities to harness AI for maximum benefit. Likewise, in another event, Minister Gurung has said Nepal's federal system was achieved through the struggles of indigenous nationalities and Madhesi communities. Speaking at an event in Kathmandu marking the 31st International Day of the World Indigenous People, he said indigenous communities have gained significant rights under the Federal Democratic Republican Constitution. Gurung stressed the need to manage possible conflicts between the newly empowered indigenous group and long-privileged communities, adding that the rights will only be ensured with indigenous participation at policy and implementation levels. He expressed satisfaction over the growing presence of indigenous representatives in these roles. Also speaking at the event were CPN Maoist Center leader Suresh Alemagar, Nepali Congress leader Sita Gurung, CPN UML leader Sherbahadur Tamang and CPN Maoist Center leader Durga Rai and other leaders of the Indigenous Nationalities Commission. Thirteen Nepali nationals have been rescued from Dharali and the surrounding areas of Uttarkashi district after devastating floods and landslides earlier this week. The Embassy of Nepal in New Delhi says one person was rescued on Friday and the remaining 12 on the Saturday in India's Uttarakhand state. The full identities of those rescued are still being confirmed. Most of them are now in Haridwar, Dehradun and nearby areas. So far, 975 people, locals and tourists have been rescued from Dharali and Gangotri. Search operations are still ongoing. A landslide at the Super Nadi hydropower project site in Lamjung has killed one worker and injured three others. Police say the incident happened yesterday afternoon during a lunch hour. The victim, 44-year-old Lagan Dhoz Gurung of Besisar Municipality 8, was buried under the debris. The injured are being treated at a provincial hospital in Besisar. The 40.27-megawatt project is under construction with around 40 workers living in a camp near the site. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The Hamas-run health ministry says another 11 people have died from malnutrition in Gaza, bringing the total to 212, including 98 children. The UN warns that aid entering the territory remains far below what's needed, blaming ongoing delays at Israeli-controlled border zones. Israel denies there is a starvation and accuses UN agencies of failing to collect and deliver supplies. Meanwhile, Gaza's health ministry says 21 people were killed in the past day while trying to get food. The UN reports that since May, more than 1,370 Palestinians have died while seeking aid, mostly from Israeli military fire, a figure disputed by both Israel and the US and the Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. The conflict began after Hamas-led attacks on October 7, which killed about 1,200 in Israel and saw 251 taken hostage. Since then, Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says over 61,300 people have died in Israeli operations. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rainfall is likely at some places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in Madhesh province as well as in the remaining hilly and Tarai regions of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces today. Currently, the monsoon low pressure trough is located around its average position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 27 to 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Normalcy restored at Koilali prison after deadly clash. District Administration Office form a 10-day probe committee. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal earned 4.5 billion rupees from power trade. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung urges maximizing AI benefits, and Hamas-run Health Ministry says malnutrition-related death in Gaza rise as aid access remains severely restricted. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.